Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hi, folks. I'm Jillian Fenner, and welcome to Strong Tower Radio with my co-host,
Tom Mazur.
And Tom, I'm very excited about this interview we're going to be doing. It's because I went to a conference April, and it was just unbelievable. That one was called Will You Be Made Whole? And it was amazing about health and your mind, and it's spiritual, too.
You were excited about it before you went, and you were more excited after you came back. And so we're going to be talking about not only the conference that has just taken place back in April, but there's another conference. They hold two a year, and we're going to be talking about this. But there's something very significant. One of your panelists has become very noted with all of the United States and maybe even the world that was at your conference. But just hold on. We'll talk about that in a few minutes.
So we have with us on the phone the Wisdom Pearl. That is the name of the ministry organization. And Heidi Tompkins and Ivan Raj, welcome to Strong Tower Radio.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
And Tom, I feel bad, anybody that did not go to the one that I went to.
I wish I would have gone, Jillian. You should have made me go.
And so now I'm looking forward to this one. Hopefully I'm going to be able to make it. Why don't you have a word of prayer so we can start talking to them?
Our great Heavenly Father, you talk about the pearl of great price, and there is wisdom. The Christian religion, in its truest sense, is this rock solid. It is wisdom. It is has logical. It has a purpose. And dear Lord, these two individuals, our guests, have brought this to the forefront and created a conference for like-minded people to share. And Lord, we want to share this with our audience for their consideration. Be with us here in the studio and with them remotely, but also with our listeners too. Truth is powerful.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay, so Ivan and Heidi, you guys are business partners, correct?
Correct.
And the Wisdom Pearl is one of the organizations you have, but there's another organization, I think, that started before this. Is that correct?
Yes. 10 years ago, we started Heidi's Health Kitchen. Ivan and I are both Bible workers. We give Bible studies, and we were no longer employed, directly by a church. And so we were praying and fasting, and God impressed us to start health food ministry. And God gave the name Heidi's Health Kitchen. And for the last 10 years, 10 plus years actually, we have been giving cooking classes, health lectures, and Bible studies and through Heidi's Health Kitchen. And we support ourselves through the sale of our foods. Primarily, we are known for our decadent carob products, and people can check out what we offer there at HeidisHealthKitchen.com. So that's my name, HEIDIS, and then the word health, and then the word kitchen.com. And that, through Heidi's Health Kitchen, is actually where we began organizing conferences. We are the founders of the Plant-Based Summit, which we began in New York City. And through that series of conferences, we have worked with very closely with Dr. T. Colin Campbell, Rico Hill, who is a health evangelist. And we've worked very, very closely with Dr. Hannah Kaliova, who is a lead researcher for Dr. Neil Barnard.
And where are you located?
Sure. So we're in New York. We live in Long Island. But we've done, over the last 10 years, a lot of ministry in New York City, Brooklyn, and those areas.
Okay. And then, Ivan, so you helped Heidi start this. So you are part of Heidi's Health Kitchen.
Yes. So Heidi and I, we started Heidi's Health Kitchen in June of 2014. We are, and I'm sure we will, by God's grace, be gospel workers. And so we started Heidi's Health Kitchen to support our gospel work. And by God's grace, We have had many Bible students locally in the U.S. and overseas, leading to baptisms. And also people have started gospel-focused businesses as well. Some of them we have mentored as well as part of our ministry in the last decade.
Okay, so Ivan, I've got to ask you. I've seen you, so I know who you are, but you definitely have an accent. So you got to tell our audience, where are you from?
I was actually born and raised in South India, and me and my brother were raised as in a Christian household amidst Hindu and Islamic communities.
So when did you come to the United States?
So we moved, I think in 2011, 2012, around that time.
You mentioned about Plant-Based Summit. How did that turn out?
Yeah, so that was organized before COVID. We have organized like three conferences. And it was an effort to connect Bible, history, and science for healthy lifestyle.
And how did that turn out?
That was a great success. We had a lot of attendees. We featured, of course, Dr. T. Colin Campbell. We had invited at the time he was the Brooklyn Borough President, but he's now currently the mayor in New York City. And he was very much for a plant-based lifestyle. And so we had a lot of interest in that. And then after the pandemic, we felt that there was a greater need for us to focus more on the gospel than just the health message. And it's after that, you know, after the pandemic, there were so many people wanting to know what is going on in our world and what does God think about these things. You know, as gospel workers, we were hearing that from a lot of people. And so, you know, Ivan is a real visionary. God has really blessed him. And so God impressed him to start a different type of series of conferences. It gave the name and everything. So through the Wisdom Pearl, we now organize a different type of series of conferences that are called the Battle for Your Frontal Lobe, because really that's what the enemy is after, to control our minds or to sway our minds. And so we formed a nonprofit organization called the Wisdom Pearl. And through the Wisdom Pearl, we now have a more gospel-focused, Bible-based, faith-based conference series entitled The Battle for Your Frontal Lobe. Of course, health is always involved, right? And so we do feature a lot of health, physical health, mental health, spiritual health at our conferences.
You know, I'd like to talk about the plant-based, because Dr. Campbell, didn't he write The Forks Over Knives or some particularly very...
He featured in the documentary Forks Over Knives, and he's the author of The China Study.
Well, that's right.
If you're not medically inclined, though, that's a tough book to read, because I have it, and I just have very little medical background. But what a fascinating book, The China Study.
Yeah, there's a lot of research there, and there's a lot of very good research towards the benefits of a plant-based diet and what turns cancer on and what turns it off. Is just a wealth of knowledge.
And the fact that you had a borough representative who went on to be the mayor of New York City, you know how to connect with very significant thought leaders and influencers.
Yes, God has really blessed us in that way. We actually did a lot of work with Heidi's Health Kitchen, with Eric Adams, who was the Brooklyn Borough President. We were on the approved list of educators for giving cooking classes and demonstrations, as well as catering for his hall, the Brooklyn Borough Hall. And we worked with him for a couple of years.
Well, that's quite a validation. Now, the Wisdom Pearl itself, can you explain the background for that title? Why that name? I mean, it just doesn't roll off your tongue as the first idea you have.
But it's a wonderful name.
It's a wonderful name, but it must have a story behind it.
Yes. So It's actually my great-grandfather's name on my mother's side. And I believe he was the first bishop of England in South India. So he was named Wisdom Pearl in reference to wisdom is Jesus and pearl is his word. And so God's word.
So it has a double meaning.
Yes.
Yes, and then of course there's a verse in the Bible, in Isaiah 33, verse 6, that says, that is our inspiration, and it says, wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times and the strength of salvation. The fear of the Lord is his treasure.
Yes. Amen.
And to be the first angel's message, fear God and give glory to him.
So now when did you start the Wisdom Pearl?
That was in 2023. Mid-2023, so we are still in our infancy, 2.5 years old.
Okay, but now the Wisdom Pearl, then you do two conferences a year?
Yes.
Describe those two conferences. Are they equal, or is there a preeminent conference between the two of them?
So our spring conference is generally a much larger event, more like a mega conference. The venue that Jelaine saw our conference at is called Dream City Church in Phoenix, and it's a large mega church that we rent for our spring conferences. And it seats 4,300 people, and so it's a much larger venue for us to not only present our conference, but to also offer health vendors and very, very high quality exhibitors and so forth. And that venue is very accustomed to handling high profile speakers. For example, President Donald Trump has spoken there more than once. They have an excellent security team. So that venue allows us to, you know, very easily accommodate VIP speakers. And then our fall conference, we've had some amazing venues for our fall conferences. We have rented the Answers in Genesis Auditorium at the Ark Encounter. And our upcoming fall conference, we are renting the U.S. Space and Rocket Center in Huntsville, Alabama, which just about a month ago, President Trump announced as Rocket City and the home of the space program. And so we look for very iconic and accommodating venues for our conferences.
So it's the subject matter is king, but supporting that is a keynote thought leaders and influencers in the subject matter that you're interviewing in an appropriate venue. What a formula.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yes.
So we're going to talk more about the upcoming conference that's going to be in Huntsville, Alabama. And so why did you pick this venue? What is this one called?
So as I mentioned before, the title of the series is called The Battle for Your Frontal Lobe. And then each conference has a different theme. So for example, the conference that Jelaine attended was themed, Will You Be Made Whole? And that was very focused exclusively on health. Our upcoming conference, which will be held from October 30th to November 1st, is themed a little bit differently. The theme is astronomy, and it's called Blue Star 2.0, and we will be exploring the heavens and God's character and God's glory through astronomy.
Well, and I like how if folks go to the Wisdom Pearl to look up about this, it says a faith-based astronomy conference.
That doesn't often, in the same sentence, faith-based and astronomy.
That's right. Well, folks, stay tuned because we're going to come back. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with more information. So don't change that dial.
Green trees and green grass gives us freely and cheerfully life-sustaining oxygen. Your green backs, when put to work for the Lord at Strong Tower Radio, can result in life-sustaining salvation to the lost, the effects of which can literally last forever. If you'd like to help change someone's life and be a cheerful giver to the cause of God, go to our secure website, www.strongtowerradio.org, and click on the donate button, or call 231-468-2087. Thanks for listening to, praying for, and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is changing lives, one listener at a time.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio with my co-host,
Tom Mazur.
And Tom, we're having a wonderful interview.
And it's just warming up.
Yes, it is. And on the phone with us, folks, if you're just joining us, is Ivan Raj and Heidi Tompkins with the Wisdom Pearl. And I got to tell you, if you don't know anything about the Wisdom Pearl, you need to go online and check them out.
You know, it makes me think of the TED Talks. You know, people have heard of TED Talks. Well, what I saw the video was a TED Talk. Everything. It's just like an experts on the subject sharing, and it's just moving. You're talking to the people who are influencers and know what they're talking about.
Yes. And what we're going to talk about right now was the last conference they had in Phoenix that I went to, which was called Will You Be Made Whole? And it was an absolute wonderful about health, a lot of spirituality. And there were quite a few interesting people there. I mean, Dr. Ben Carson was there. And then Charlie Kirk was there. And this was it was a wonderful interview that Ivan had with Charlie and other panelists. And so, Ivan, I want to ask you, how did you get to know Charlie?
Sure. So the goal was to build a friendship like Jesus did, to build friendship, to have relationships with people and to get to understand them and to share with them what we believe in. That being said, so I was actually sponsored to go to one of Charlie Kirk's conferences, and I was standing at a certain place, and I was asking them, where is this meet and greet with Charlie Kirk happening? And they said that it is happening wherever you're standing, right there, so don't go anywhere. So after they said that, in like few seconds, Charlie walked to that place with his security team.
So he came to you.
Yeah, God sent him to you.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. And within minutes, there were like 1,000 people right behind me in the line. And so I walked up to Charlie and said, hey, I'm also a Sabbath keeper like you. He asked, are you Jewish? I said, no, I am a Seventh-day Adventist like Dr. Ben Carson. And then he said, oh, I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you. So he had his assistant get my contact information, and he told me that I want you to come on my podcast and let's talk about the Shabbat.
You were invited to be on Charlie Kirk's podcast?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did that happen?
That did not happen, but I went, we crossed paths a couple of times after that. And during the time, I also made friends with his team members, nice people, very good Christians. And then there was an event where I was identified as a Sabbath minister by his assistant. And he actually, you know, said, hey, aren't you the one who has a Sabbath ministry? I said, yeah. And then he took me to Charlie Kirk and said, Charlie, look, the Sabbath minister is here. And so I invited Charlie Kirk to come to our, I said, hey, you know, you're supposed to invite me to be on your podcast, talk about Sabbath. That did not happen. How about you come to our conference? So he asked if he can talk about Sabbath. So I said, absolutely, let's talk about Sabbath. And I said, okay, I'm going to name it as Remember. And I requested him to do a promotional video for us, and he did it. It was very gracious of him to do that, because I've never seen him do a video for any other conference. Maybe he has done it, but I've never seen anything like that. So Charlie Kirk was gracious to do it, you know, film a promotional video to help promote a conference.
That's amazing. So it just kind of snowballed from there. Tell us about this conference, how it pulled off. You have a YouTube video of this, and if our listeners want to see the quality and the, this is a thoughtful conference. This is a heart-searching conference. It's dealing with the real issues that thinking people are thinking about, and Charlie happened to be one of those thinking people. Kind of set up this whole conference, this panel discussion that you had.
Yeah, so we had over a dozen health and wellness professionals, including Dr. Ben Carson, as was mentioned, Charlie Kirk, and the panel was really designed to explore the Sabbath from a health perspective, from a mental perspective, from a physical perspective, a spiritual perspective.
Theology also.
Right, the theology of it, absolutely. And, you know, Charlie is, his work was really to cover political things, and there was always something political happening every day. So it was, you know, it's very easy for them to, you know, not be able to make the time to have Ivan on their podcast. But this was an opportunity where Charlie could step aside from his work and come to an event and have a full 90-minute opportunity to just discuss the Sabbath.
You know, I watched part of it, and I want to see the rest of the interview. The format was, is Ivan is the moderator asking questions, Charlie sitting on a couch, and then I get the format is that people rotated in to give comments, and the dialogue reminded me a little bit of the Tonight Show a little bit, but format. But it was just interesting, the extemporaneous comments that Charlie made, and he made you think beyond even some of the experts in the field stretch themselves. In a true panel discussion, everybody learns and grows from it. What, do you agree with that, Ivan?
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm, absolutely. And also, it was very kind of them to trust us and allow us to have a format, because initially it was supposed to be just Charlie and I having a conversation about the Sabbath. But I thought it would be nice to bring in some of my friends into the panel, also experts in different fields. So I said I would like to have it as a panel with my friends and Kirk. They were absolutely fine with that. So, you know, it took a while to build trust like that, but I praise God that it happened. And as Heidi mentioned, it is the only full-length program where Charlie Kirk promotes the Seventh-day Sabbath.
This was very, very important to him. Share with our audience how important the seventh-day Sabbath was to Charlie Kirk.
Well, I guess I'd like you to first, how did he find out, realize there, you know, about the seventh-day Sabbath? Because a lot of people talk about Sabbath, but it's not always seventh-day Sabbath.
Right. So actually, I did ask the same question to him. And, you know, the viewers can always go to our YouTube channel and watch the full panel discussion with Charlie Kirk. Our YouTube channel is the Wisdom Pearl YouTube channel. So Charlie Kirk was introduced to the seventh-day Sabbath by one of his pastor friends who is also a board member in his organization. And then later on, he was also educated about Sabbath by Dennis Prager, a Jewish gentleman. So Charlie was in a journey, you know, to learn more about the Sabbath and more fully accept Sabbath.
And I think that that term journey is almost an understatement. A person seldom is able to comprehend the aspects of many parts of theology, but the Sabbath is a very, very large topic. We'll be studying it throughout eternity.
Amen.
And Charlie was still on his journey when you were talking to him, and to his last day, but he was always, what I gather, was always willing to learn, willing to listen, and adjust as his growth, and he was exposed to new information and perspectives. Is that a good observation?
Absolutely, that's a good observation. That's the right observation, yeah. he just wanted to gravitate towards truth, and he was open to learning about different aspects of what we believe in. So he's always open to learning. He's a very intelligent gentleman, as everybody, you know, most people know that. Yeah.
One thing that, I mean, I've just blown away when I would hear him, and especially now since, you know, he passed away, is that he always talked about Jesus, and he knew Bible verses. And then I heard that, well, he read 100 books a year, and I'm like, no wonder he was smart. And he was, and like you said, he wanted to learn, and he wanted to know truth, and he wanted to share truth.
And he sought out people. He studied totally on his own, but he also sought out people who were leaders in their field and were articulate, and he listened and tried to learn either in person or possibly by phone, video, but also reading their books.
Yes.
So I want to talk a little bit more about the panel discussion that you had at the last conference, which I was so privileged to be there, Tom. You released this video. This conference was back in April, and you finally got the video and everything, got it edited, and you released it about a month before Charlie was assassinated.
Correct. August 12th is the first clip we launched, because we received, we almost lost the footage, actually. We didn't lose it. We didn't almost lose it. The people that filmed it for us, they almost lost it, but thank God they did not lose it.
Amen.
It's so precious, you know. And now it's more valuable, very valuable. But anyway, so we received the footage from them around 2 months before, probably 6 to 7 weeks before the assassination. Then we started publishing clips. So the first clip we published was on August 12th on YouTube, and I think on Instagram also on our ex Twitter. So we were planning to publish at least one or two clips every week, and we had to do a lot of cleanup with the audio as well. So anyway, going to publish it, you know, around mid-September, to also promote our upcoming conference through the video, which we did not do because of the tragedy. We just published the video. We did not promote conference in that video, the full-length panel video that we published with Charlie Kirk.
So now that you've published this on YouTube, how many views have you gotten?
Yeah, so the video that was published right after the assassination, I asked him a question about his religious background. So that was almost 500,000 views as of now.
Oh, amen. It's just, yeah, I mean, I'm just so impressed with how he always talked about Jesus. And that's the one thing, Tom, you've got to know Jesus first before
you can talk about him.
Talk about anything else and understand anything else in the Bible. You've got to know Jesus.
Yeah.
And he wasn't afraid to do that. And a lot of us have heard, you know, that's what he talked about. He did an interview. Somebody asked him about his legacy. And he says, what do you mean if I die? This was like a year ago. And he said that he had courage regarding his faith. And that's just so wonderful.
Yes.
Ivan, from that interview, what were some of the best takeaways
Well, when he said that he switches off his phone from Friday sunset, I think he said he'll do it all Sunday morning, and he has missed president's phone calls. And so he said that if I can do it,
you can do it.
You guys should do it too.
So he challenged the audience.
Yeah.
You know, think about us, those who are Sabbath keepers. Do you turn off your phone? I think about it. I think, well, what if the pastor calls me? I'm on the platform this week, and maybe there's a last-minute phone call. But what did he share, the benefits that by the time he got to Sabbath afternoon, what did he notice about his life each Sabbath as he took this weekly break?
I think it provided a lot of stress relief for him. He really enjoyed the quality time with his family and with God. One of the things that he said, and his wife has also previously publicly said, is that during that time, they each would write a letter to God and, you know, personally spend time with God in God's Word, reading their Bibles, and, of course, then spending time with family. And so that really, you know, as Ivan said, for him to be able to turn off from the world, from all of his work, this is what the Sabbath
commandment is encouraging all of us to do. God wants us to turn off and cut off, you know, the work, the world, and every pressure and every stress and every strain, and spend that personal quality time with God and with, you know, our families together honoring God. You know, Charles really, really got the benefits of that, the physical benefits, the mental benefits, the emotional, spiritual benefits. And it was such a blessing to him and his family to be able to share that quality time together and to stop, to cease from all of their work, their labors, their cares. That's the blessing that God wants all of us to experience.
Amen. You know, and the other thing I was thinking, I liked how you had this, you know, the different people come in with the panel, because he said several times, well, he wasn't a theologian. You know, he had Danny Shelton there, who is, you know, he was the founder of Three Angels Broadcasting Network, and has written a book called The Ten Commandments Twice Removed that he happened to give to Charlie. And this is when I first heard that Charlie was writing a book called Stop in the Name of God. And it's supposed to be coming out. We don't know everything yet. But anyways, I just thought, what a wonderful name for a book to talk about the Sabbath.
Amen.
And then you had Dr. Markham, which, you know, is the health thing. So it was just amazing how, you know, these different people come in and talked about the Sabbath with Charlie and how he was saying yes. Like you said, it relieved his stress.
Yeah, I think that that was really important for him. You know, like you said, Jelaine, we don't know what's in that book yet, but Charlie really, really appreciated. Of course, he experienced the benefits of the Sabbath, right, and the stress release and all that. But, you know, he really liked facts. He really liked, you know, figures. And I think he really appreciated hearing the proven statistics of the benefits of the Sabbath to our physical health.
Yes, because, and you're right about facts. That's what he liked the most, was facts and checking things out. Well, folks, it's time for us to take another little break, but stay tuned and come back, because we're going to hear more about the Wisdom Pearl, and they are having another upcoming conference. We'll be right back.
The Bible and God's character are under attack like never before. Here at Strong Tower Radio, we are proud to hold up the Bible as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We believe the Bible is the Word of God and contains the good news of God's character and His great plan of salvation for mankind. If you know and believe this to be true, won't you help Strong Tower Radio proclaim the truth about our God and His Word, the Bible? To do that, go to www.strongtowerradio.org, and there, on our secure website, you will find a donate button. Click on that and give as the Lord directs. Thank you for listening and supporting Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
Hi, folks. I'm Jelaine Fenner, and welcome back to Strong Tower Radio with my co-host,
Tom Majeure.
And Tom, we've just been having a wonderful conversation with the Wisdom Pearl.
That's right.
And on the phone with us is Heidi Tompkins and Ivan Raj, who started the Wisdom Pearl. But also, we did talk a little bit about Heidi's Health Kitchen, which was a very original name, Heidi.
Well, it's given by God. He's the best originator.
Yes, you're right. And so we've been talking about, though, the Wisdom Pearl and how you started this a few years ago, and you do conferences, and you do twice a year, correct?
Yes.
And then in your premier conference, the large conference, how many people have attended your spring concerts, which is your premier conference?
Yeah, we had over 500 attendees. That includes exhibitors as well, because even the exhibitors came for the Sabbath Saturday program. We had people from all walks of life. We had Roman Catholics, we had Protestants, we had Seventh-day Adventists, we had people from all walks of life.
The discussions that we've had, you know, from our last conference have really, really stirred up a lot of intrigue and interest in our next conference in Phoenix. And so we believe that we will see thousands there. And then, of course, at our upcoming conference in Huntsville, Alabama, at the U.S. Space and Rocket Center. Though the venue is a little bit smaller, we have two different venues. We're going to be using their museum for our Thursday evening VIP premiere, a red carpet premiere. And there we can hold up to 800 attendees. And then the Friday and Saturday portion of the program will be in the Space Camp Operations Center, and there we can seat up to 450. And though it, you know, might be a little bit of a smaller conference, we still have excellent speakers, great topic, and soon to be announced, one to two VIP speakers that people will not want to miss.
So that's, it's called Blue Star 2.0 because there was a Blue Star 2.1, correct?
Yes. That was right before COVID. We had our first Blue Star conference, and we had Mr. Jim Burr. He's a telescope inventor, and he has a telescope company. So he's also a Christian gentleman, and he's coming back to Blue Star 2.0, which is, as you rightly guessed, a second conference. It's going to be October 30th evening, and then all day 31st October, Halloween, and November 1st. And it is an opportunity for parents and children, because we also have a children's program, for parents and children who are gospel-oriented and Bible-centered to escape Halloween and come to a place where they can be pointed to Jesus Christ.
And that's the other thing. I like where the venue is, you know, down there in Huntsville, Alabama, the U.S. Space and Rocket Center, because we're talking about the heavens, about astronomy, but it's not just astronomy. It's faith-based, Tom.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't usually hear the word faith-based in astronomy, but God created the heavens and the earth, so it is faith-based. I think about this. I know this isn't the venue, but when you think about Space Camp and the museum, I just think about a great big sleepover at the Space Museum. But with that in mind, Jim Burr, if those of you who watch 3ABN television, you can go into their 3ABN Plus and see past programs. He has a program he's produced over the years. He is an astronomy geek. And that is actually a complimentary term. We've interviewed him here on Strong Tower Radio when we were talking about astronomical events. I think we were talking about, now that I think about it, we were talking about the solar eclipse. And so we talked about that, but he's always interesting. All you have to do is push the button. He's already wound up, ready to go to talk about astronomy and scriptures. There's a whole lot of other. Why don't you share, Heidi, why don't you share some of the other speakers that will be a part of this conference?
Sure. Well, we are very, very excited about Jim Burr. He's got some amazing information to present, but we're also extremely excited about Lee Wellard. Many people know him as an herbalist, but he's also an astrophotographer, and he owns several telescopes. Previously in Australia, he actually owned an observatory, his own observatory. He is going to be sharing amazing, amazing images and photography to help us to explore the plan of salvation through astronomy. And, you know, to see the profound connection between the universe and our Creator. So we'll be discussing creationism and God's magnificent creation and seeing His glory. It's going to be very exciting.
And then, of course... Yeah, I'm sorry. So, yeah, go ahead. Tell us about some of the other speakers.
Sure, yeah. So then, of course, we also have a gentleman named Bradley Burnham. He has a channel that some of your viewers might be familiar with. It's called Strange Normal. And he will be on stage with Joseph Jordan, who is a Baptist. He has had much involvement and opportunity to study things like UFOs and aliens, alien encounters. Are these things real, and what does God's Word have to say about it? And so, being that this is over Halloween weekend as well, we're also going to be exploring topics like what happens when people die? What is the correct understanding of the state of the dead? What are these objects in space? And you know, when people report seeing aliens, exciting So we're happy to cover those topics. But then, of course, we also know that October 31st, the world celebrates Halloween. Protestant Christians also celebrate the Reformation and Reformation Day. So we'll be looking at topics along those lines of Reformation with Conrad Vine, with Pastor Ron Kelly, and others who will be talking about the freedoms that God has given, not only throughout his creation and throughout the universe, but the religious freedoms for thought and expression. And these things are very, very important to us. And then, of course, we'll also be having a prison ministry segment with one of our staff, Brian Devers, and Pastor Dennis Page, who does extensive prison ministry in El Salvador. And we are very possibly going to have some other VIP speakers that contribute in that area as well that you won't want to miss.
I was very interested and didn't catch that initially, that you're going to be talking about the Protestant Reformation and freedom here on Strong Tower Radio all month long. We have specials on the 6s, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. for a full hour about Reformation programming, and we're introducing a new program that you will absolutely love. We're rolling it out. Stay tuned to Strong Tower Radio on the 6s, 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. for Protestant Reformation.
That's because October for Strong Tower Radio is Reformation Month.
Yes.
Even though October 31st is a very important day regarding the Reformation. And I just got to say something about, I have a grandson. His birthday is October 31st, and he's going to be 12. And since he's been quite little, and people asked him, oh, you're born on Halloween? He says, no, I was born on Reformation Day.
That's right.
And so I'm just so proud of him realizing that's what he needs to say.
You know, another speaker you have is Dr. Tim Ritzenberg, and we did interviews with him when he was at a conference about health. He is a very articulate speaker and great person to listen to. So what a great lineup, Jim Burr and Lee Willard and Tim Ritzenberg, and then these kind of these sub-conferences on the side for prison ministries and for these other segments. It's just absolutely awesome.
So tell us, if people want to know more about this, I mean, we talked about it's in Huntsville, Alabama, and where are they going to go get information? We'll remind everybody at the end, but let's talk about it right now.
Sure. Of course, it takes quite a bit to bring all of these speakers together, and especially the VIP speakers that we've had in the past and that we'll be bringing in the future. So this is a ticketed event. People should go to our website, which is www.thewisdompearl.org, and there you'll see a couple of ticket options. As I mentioned, we're having on Thursday evening, October 30th, a red carpet premiere at the Saturn Hall Museum underneath the largest rocket in the world. And so that ticket is a Thursday, Friday, Saturday ticket. It includes heavy hors d'oeuvres that will be served on Thursday evening, as well as Sabbath, Saturday lunch and dinner. And we will have a couple of amazing food vendors there on Friday where people can go and purchase their Friday lunch and dinner. We also have a two-day regular registration ticket that would include Friday and Saturday, and of course that includes the Saturday lunch and Saturday dinner and the, you know, options that will be available for their meals on Friday. We encourage people not to miss that Thursday evening red carpet premiere. But both ticket options are available. And then, of course, there's a child ticket option for families that want to come and experience Blue Star 2.0 together.
You know, what is important to you, you do. And if you value your family, if you value the things of truth and such, you're willing to pay what it takes. I just have to say that at a certain stage in our lives, my wife said, we need to take our children on a mission trip. We need to show them the way. It's a context that you have to lead your children there. And likewise, if I even step back, I used to take them to lectures. We used to take them to the symphony. If you don't show it to them, they won't even have that context to even relate back to. So families, what are children's programmings? And as the children get older, challenge them. Don't dumb it down. Give them a full taste. So the rest of their lives, they will say, I went to this conference and it started me on a whole trajectory. I'm so glad that my parents valued truth and family and faith.
Amen. Well, one thing I like about describing this, when you go on the Wisdom Pearl, it talks about that this event is designed to uncover the evidence of God and creationism, and then also explore the plan of salvation through astronomy. Now, to me, that sounds so interesting, salvation in astronomy.
Absolutely. It's a very, very exciting topic. You know, whether someone is a passionate astronomer, a seeker of truth, or simply curious about how faith and science intertwine, Bluestar 2.0 is the event that they don't want to miss.
Why don't you give our listeners the details of the dates from the top, because they've been listening and probably something along the way triggered their attention and now they're ready to listen. How do I sign up for Bluestar 2.0 October the 30th through November the 1st in Huntsville, Alabama?
And also, Heidi, there must be a phone number if some people have questions, or maybe through your website they can email. So make sure you give us that information.
Absolutely. So yes, people can register online on our website. It's www.thewisdompearl.org. And they can contact us through our website, through our email, or they can call us. The information is online on our website. If people wanted to give us a call, the number is 631-774-8025. They can go to our website, again, thewisdompearl.org. And this is whether people come for the 2 days or the 3 days. This is going to be an awe-inspiring journey of faith and science. This event is going to be like none other. We really encourage people to make their plans to come. We have discounted hotel rates available at the Huntsville Marriott at the Space and Rocket Center, which is right next door, walking distance. And this is really a great, great opportunity to bring your family together at a faith-based event to escape Halloween and enjoy the majesty and the glory of God's creation, as well as have the opportunity to understand the truth about some of these topics we've discussed, as well as seeing God's majesty through creation and through astronomy. And we're also going to be discussing the difference between astronomy and astrology. Very, very important. Many, many topics that people are going to hear and experience. And we just encourage all to attend.
If people want to know more about past conferences, they can also go to the Wisdom Pearl. I mean, like we talked quite a bit about Charlie Kirk. That they can go to YouTube to see that whole interview with Charlie Kirk, correct?
Yes.
And through the Wisdom Pearl.
Yes. And also, if people want to watch some of the videos that are on Rumble, we have actually put together consolidated videos from YouTube and Rumble together on our website, thewisdompearl.org, so people can watch all of the videos that we have published so far from our last conference on our website, through our website.
Well, I know, Tom, I was so impressed with the Wisdom Pearl. The conference in April that was out in Phoenix, Will You Be Made Whole? It was just amazing. I don't know if you want to call it the Wisdom Pearl. What was that you called it?
The Battle for Your Frontal Lobe is the conference title, and each theme is different.
Right. And so, and you've planned more. It sounds like you've got one already planned coming up in the spring, correct?
Absolutely, yes. In April of 2026, we'll be back in Phoenix at Dream City Church for another health-inspired conference with the theme being Men, Will You Be Made Whole? So we'll be focused on men's health, physical health, mental health, emotional health, and spiritual health. You know, one of the things that Charlie Kirk was very, very emphatic about was the role of the husband and the father in the family, the home, in life, in society. And we're going to be discussing that biblical role, and as well how God designed women to be the helpmate and to fulfill the role of the husband.
Well, that sounds like an interesting one too. Well, I'm looking forward to, I'm praying that you will see me in Huntsville, Alabama, From October 30th through November 1st, because I'd really like to be there, just have to get all the logistics. So thank you so much for sharing everything with us. Go check out thewisdompearl.org.
Amen. Until next time, Shalane Fenner, Tom Bezier, Strong Tower Radio. Bye now.